Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Richie Firth Travel Hacker. I'm Richie Firth. And I hack travel. Welcome to episode 2, season 2 of Richie Firth Travel Hacker, recorded in my lounge and the bedroom of Christopher Skinner, my hapless assistant, during a time of a global pandemic, during a time where people can't travel. How does a travel hacking podcast survive in a time when people can't travel? Due to its swelling fan base and money from the Rubicon Corporation.
Hi, Rich. We actually
hello there, Chris.
We haven't actually had a reply from Rubicon yet.
Still?
No, but maybe at the end of this episode we can follow up in a way that doesn't make me look like a stalker.
Well, it's great that you only denied that we had money coming in from Rubicon, but you didn't deny the swelling fan base.
No, I mean, everyone loves this shit, mate. It's great.
Thank you. travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. Have that in your browser, ready to go. Not really your browser, because that wouldn't work. Have it as an address to fire off a fantasy travel hack to if you want to have...
You've sent emails, right?
Get in touch. Or you can tweet us at Richie Firth or at Producer Chris. Anyway, on with the hacks, coming up in tonight's show. This afternoon's. If I wasn't a wordsmith and a broadcaster, I'd love to be a train driver. Gonna be a good one. Somebody listening in the States won't know what a farm shop is. More people listen to this podcast in Stockholm than in Liverpool. Didn't work as a catchphrase. Don't keep that in.
That second clip, Rich, I can't believe you said that.
It's been a good one. It's going to be a good one. I've no idea what's coming up because obviously it's at the beginning, but we warp time to tease ahead for you. Anyway, Chris, let's crack on with our first hack.
So, Rich, I'll give you two choices here.
Yep.
Would you like to start with trains or would you like to start with the exotic?
Exotic.
Okay, this is from Lawrence.
Hello, Lawrence.
Who clearly
lives...
Not a very
exotic name.
No, but lives a quite fascinating life.
Right.
Clearly a very busy person as well, because this is written in the style that a high flyer would dictate to their secretary and expect them to then craft a letter. So I'm doing this role for Lawrence right now.
Okay.
If you could find a better route... for a family of 4, 6 and 3-year-olds in tow from the Iguazu Falls in Argentina.
Bloody hell.
After Argentina has shut its borders in March, my wife would love to hear it. As the journey we took, border crossing to Brazil, flight to Sao Paulo, flight to Madrid in full lockdown, and flight to Heathrow in a 30-hour period, was not wildly appreciated.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
So for those who are just listening, they won't be able to see. I hadn't heard of the Iguazu Falls before. And actually, Richie, in our Zoom call at the moment, mm-hmm. the background is the Agassu Falls.
Is it? I wondered where that was, to be honest. Whilst we've been chatting, yeah, there's some waterfalls. They look spectacular. I just assumed it was Niagara or Victoria Falls or one of the more famous ones. I've never heard of the Iguazu Falls. There we go. Well, look, there they are. They're in right up the top of Argentina.
Poor old Lawrence and the fam.
Do you know what? I've got a feeling. Do you remember in episode one we talked about Race Across the World, that TV show?
Yes.
I think in the second series of that, some of the people went to the Iguazu Falls, and I was watching it, and I've got a feeling that my wife said that she's been there.
Your wife has been there?
Because we're recording at home, she's actually sat the other side of the lounge. I might shout. Have you been to the Iguazu Falls?
Pardon?
Have you been to the Iguazu Falls?
Iguazu Falls, yeah.
Iguazu. Natalie's been there. Genuinely been there.
How did she get home from there? She might be able to help with this.
How did you get there and how did you get home?
Flew to Brazil,
yeah.
Argentina.
Flew to Argentina, yeah.
Then did a few stops in a minibus up to Iguazu Falls and then carried on into Brazil.
Cool, cheers, thanks.
Okay, that sounds like exactly the same way they would.
Well, look, do you know what? It might not be the most spectacular answer Lawrence would have wanted, but sometimes in life, when you've been through a hardship and you find out that someone else has done exactly the same as you because it was the best way to do it, it's actually quite reassuring.
Yeah. So are we literally starting episode two by saying... your terrible journey was the best it gets.
That's the message. That's absolutely the message for the first. But do you know what, Chris? Look, this is Fantasy Travel Hacker. We hack travel, but sometimes you can't pick things out of your sphincter and make it up, all right? If that's right. How the cookie crumbles, that's how the cookie crumbles, all right? It's got to be that way.
Are the cookie and the sphincter deliberately in the same analogy there?
It was a mangled one. No, they weren't meant to be. It was just what happened. Next hack, please.
Wow, that was quick. Okay, then. I promised you trains, Rich.
Yeah.
Which for those people who don't know you particularly well, you have something of a soft spot for, is that fair to say?
Favourite form of transport. If I wasn't a wordsmith and a broadcaster, I'd love to be a train driver.
This is short and simple from Dennis. And actually, I knew nothing about this, so I don't know how much of an insight you'll have right from the outset. Hi, guys. Can you visit all the platform zeros in the UK... in one day?
Whoa, right.
I didn't even know there were platform zeros.
Okay, well, let me give you a bit of a history here. So there are about, I think there's about 9 platform zeros in the United Kingdom. Platform zeros generally come about, I know it sounds ridiculous because you'd start at one, but sometimes when a station is changed or remodeled and they add another line into the station, what they might end up doing is adding the extra line by platform one. So then the most logical thing to do would be to name the new platform zero, rather than have to move everything across one, which would be a little bit cumbersome. So that is why you get platform zeros. It's a rather strange thing. The most famous platform zero, I would say, without being regionalist, is probably at King's Cross Station. Somewhere as big as King's Cross in London has a platform zero.
Well, I'm on... I've gone on the Wikipedia page dedicated to platform zeros. And you're right, King's Cross is on there. The other places in the UK that I guess we would need to include in this route then are Cardiff Central.
Correct.
Doncaster.
Yep.
Edinburgh Haymarket.
Yep.
Gravesend. Is that Kent, Gravesend?
Gravesend is Kent, yes.
Raynham in Kent.
Yep.
Redhill.
Yep.
Stockport.
And the newest is Leeds, because they've recently remodelled Leeds Station.
There are some outside the UK as well, in Sydney, Kyoto, a couple of places in Japan, Switzerland, Spain. But they don't count. They don't count.
They don't count. He asked, could we visit all the ones in the UK in a day? So let's have a look and let's cluster it. Cardiff, Doncaster, Edinburgh, Gravesend, King's Cross, Raynham, Redhill, Stockport, Leeds. So that is actually nine, isn't it? So without thinking off the top of my head to begin with, King's Cross, what?
Nothing.
No, you laughed at something.
I didn't laugh at anything.
Right, okay. King's Cross, Leeds, Edinburgh Haymarket, all on the same kind of line. You could catch a train from King's Cross to Leeds. You could catch a train from Leeds to Haymarket. So you could tick off those three, give or take, in about 5 hours. Doncaster on the same line as well. So that's four done. In 5 hours.
Would you have to get off the train, do you think? Or just going through the... You'd have to get off the train, would you?
No, you wouldn't. Well, you would at Leeds, because you won't get a direct train that goes from King's Cross to Leeds, then to Edinburgh. So you would have to change at Leeds. But for the purposes of this and these kind of challenges, as you remember from season one when we did the entire London Overground in one day, you just have to be on a train that is stopping at those stations. So you wouldn't have to get off the train itself. So I'd say we're knocking off those in around about 5 hours. So let's look at what's left. Stockport, Redhill, Raynham in Kent, Gravesend in Kent, and then Cardiff Central, which is an awkward one. You could do Gravesend and Raynham, both in Kent, probably within an hour. You could get across to Redhill from Kent deceptively quickly. So you could maybe do Raynham in Kent, Gravesend and Redhill probably within about 3 hours. Then you'd have to get up to London and get north. So let's group that together and generously say maybe 9 hours to do all of those. Then you've got to get back down to Stockport. What I would suggest doing would be getting across to Glasgow and getting the line down from Glasgow on the west coast towards Manchester. And then you're ticking off Stockport. Glasgow to Euston is 4 hours. So you'd be at Manchester within about two.
I'm so lost right now.
Don't be, because I'm not. So okay. So I gave 9 hours to get up to Edinburgh. There's an hour across to Glasgow. Then you're going back down. So I'd say... So 10 hours Glasgow, 14 hours you're back down in London, having ticked off Stockport, and then another 2 hours across to Cardiff. 18 hours, I reckon you could do it, yes.
So amazingly, I plotted the exact same route out in reverse, with the one exception, I did it by road because I'm not as good at plotting routes as you. And I just had Leeds and Doncaster in a different place because Leeds is further north side, Doncaster, then Leeds, then Edinburgh.
I'm absolutely fascinated why you would want to do it by road.
Because it's just easier to plot the route out on a map, not for any reason. I wouldn't want to do it on road. Definitely good. Not. It would be terrible. But it said basically that's 964 miles and 18 and a half hours of consecutive driving. Which is almost exactly what you said it would be.
Yes.
By train.
Yes.
And talking of train, a big freightliner is just coming past my window right now.
I can hear it. Beautiful.
Lots of Maersk and Hamburg Süds.
Containers from the container ship from episode one.
Yeah, maybe there could be a few travellers on there.
Who knows? Hey, look, that's a really good vindication for me.
Rich, I think it's a solid, solid plan. I did... The only alternative possibly could be going... So you do your Redhill, Raynham and Gravesend and London.
Yep.
And then you go straight over to Cardiff.
Yes.
And then... So you cut that way across instead.
Yep. Mark my words. Season three of...
Oh, fuck.
of Richie Firth Travel Hacker will happen when we can all travel properly again. And along with redoing season one, which we've not forgotten about, well, I certainly haven't,
I had, but...
We have to try and do all the Platform Zeros in the UK in one day.
That's a great idea. And thank you, Dennis, for writing to us.
Great hack, Dennis. And hopefully you feel a satisfying answer. Chris, in a second, I'm going to introduce a celebrity hack. Are we using the same jingle that you made from the first episode?
Of course. I mean, I'm not just using that masterpiece once.
Okay, here we go. Are we using the same jingle that you made from the first? Tonight's celebrity hack comes from... Today's celebrity hack comes from renowned, respected and beloved broadcaster in the United Kingdom, Trevor Nelson. You can see on many TV shows and hear his daily show on Radio 2. But tonight, today, he has a hack for us.
Hi, Richie. This is Trevor Nelson. Now, I've got to tell you about a road I cannot stand. Chris Rea once did a tune called Road to Hell, and that is the M6 from Birmingham to the northwest of this country. Please give me an alternative route, because I have spent hours upon hours over the last 25 years stuck on that road. Give me an alternative, because it is the worst motorway I've ever travelled on. Thank you.
Well, that's quite close to home, Richie, isn't it? That's the road to hell, as he calls it.
Thank you very much for leaving your indicator on while you recorded that as well, Trevor.
It was pulled up outside Marks and Spencer.
An alternative to the M6. Chris, you're always encouraging me to let our international listeners know a little bit about the M6 in this case, because they might not have heard of it. It is a motorway. It runs from near Birmingham, sort of Rugby Way, Coventry, then up towards Stoke, Liverpool, Manchester, Preston, Lancaster, Carlisle, and terminates at Gretna Green. Some call it the Lovers Motorway because it ends up at Gretna, where famously lovers who were not endorsed by the parents of the bride would go to marry secretly. That's about as romantic as the M6 gets, because other than that, pretty much around Birmingham, it's horrendous. Although I do feel that Trevor is forgetting some of the beautiful bits that go through the Lake District. The M6 has my favourite services in the United Kingdom on it, so I would not want to give an alternative route that doesn't take in T-Bay services.
Oh, lovely T-Bay. It's that's the one with the farm shop, isn't it?
T-Bay Services, Chris, you're quite right, is the only UK service station to have a farm shop. Now, once again, our international listeners might not know what a farm shop is. A farm shop is a shop.
Oh, my God, they've got to know what a farm shop is.
They won't. Somebody listening in the States...
You can buy a farm.
No, you won't know. Somebody listening in the States won't know what a farm shop is. They won't.
What would they call it, then?
Hey...
Right. I can't believe you've buried yourself in this hole and I'm not helping you out of it.
No, because no, this is the thing, right? A farm shop sells lemon curd, tiger loaves, damson jam, all right, Charlie Bigham meals, ready meals, all that kind of stuff. That's what farm shops do. Or bits of wicker baskets, craft
items. These
all
sound like brands of dildo, Rich.
It does not sell dildos. Farm shops don't sell dildos. Right, so you have to go to T-Bay Services. Trevor's beef appears to be with the Midlands. Quite why he's got an issue with them, I don't know. But, obviously... A couple of decades ago, people did see a problem with the M6 and they built the M6 toll. And there is an interesting thing. Britain's first toll motorway, extensively used around the world. We know them most in Europe as we use them for our foreign holidays. the concept of paying for a road rather than the use of your road tax. But if you use the M6 toll, yes, you paid extra, but you didn't have all the traffic on it, and it was great. So I would say, as an alternative for the M6, Trev, get your wallet out, use the M6 toll.
Now, I do think that is good. I would say the immediate problem with that is it doesn't cut enough of the problem M6. And I actually have family in Cheshire and Manchester. And so we have found the toll to be a quick fix on a small section of the journey. But, you know, you're still got problems north of Wolverhampton, going into Stoke. Oh, God. You know, and going through South Cheshire all the way up to Manchester, it continues to be like a dreadful experience. So I think he needs more than that, Rich. I think he needs better than getting round Birmingham.
Okay, that's fine. Well, then I would go back to a hack I've shared before, and that is to fly. Okay.
Oh, no. No, that's not what he wants.
Now listen,
carry on.
Now listen here. We proved in season one of Richie Firth Travel Hacker, and there's two episodes ready for you to go back and listen to if you haven't heard, that it's actually quicker to travel from London to Manchester if you catch a train from London to Southampton and catch a flight from Southampton to Manchester. Now, if you do that, you're taking out Stoke, you're taking out Birmingham, you're taking out all the motorways that go up to Birmingham as well, the M40, probably your number one. That is the way to do it. Trevor, I would suggest train it south to fly north to Manchester.
May I suggest an alternative, which is leave London, head up the M1, stay on the M1 when you should be taking the westbound M6 junction, go up towards past Leicester, and as you approach Derby, take the A50, which begins there. Take the A50 westbound towards Stoke-on-Trent. Join the A500. I believe it's also known as the D Road, for reasons I've never quite understood. And that will cut you up. That will cut out Stoke into the journey. And you'll come out somewhere around Congleton way.
Right.
And from there, admittedly, I haven't got a solution how you get through Manchester and North. but it is a practical solution to cut out much of the worst of the West Midlands.
Chris, I think Trevor and I both appreciate your local knowledge there. In summary, as a solution for that hack, we provided options. There's Chris's route up the M1 via Derby and his D Road. There's my route on the train via Southampton and the plane up to Manchester. And then there's the acknowledgement that the best part of the M6 is through the Lake District, where it goes two-tiered, double-decker, and you've got a farm shop where you can buy your dildo jam.
Oh, dear. Sorry, Trevor. Rich, would you like to do one more hack?
One more hack before we go for episode two? Yes. Probably a good point for me to remind you of our email address, travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. If you've got a hack that needs hacking, pod it.
Pod it.
Didn't work as a catchphrase. Don't keep that in.
No, I've just realised, almost at the end of episode two, that at the end of episode one, we forgot to say if anything was hack or whack.
Well, hopefully people will get in touch.
I thought episode one was better than this one, as in I thought we had actually some good answers. I thought they were all hacks. I think this week so far is looking quite whack.
In what way? We gave a really, really good answer to the Platform Zero question. We reinforced Lawrence with his chip from the Wazoo Falls or whatever they're called. And Trevor Nelson's just had a pretty rounded answer about the M6, so I don't see what's been so bad about it. But leave your comments in the reviews.
Andrew writes in, I live in Stockholm, Sweden, but want to ensure after COVID that I'm able to catch live episodes of The Bugle, which is another show I work on, or Travel Hacker.
Two consecutive podcasts you have plugged now, your other show that you work on.
Yeah?
I'm just noting it, that's all.
And you can listen to Richie Firth on Magic Radio 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday to Friday.
Not where I work.
Close enough. I mean, literally, I think it is quite close, like in terms of
one floor
dial
down
and studio.
One floor down and 1 hour out. Absolute Radio, 4 till 7 weekdays with Andy Bush.
Is there an easy solution? So I think what he's saying is, how can I come and see your live podcasts from Sweden after COVID?
Okay. Once again, air travel is taking a bashing. People are assuming that air travel is on the way out. Okay, look, they're not going to uninvent the plane. It's here to stay. However, okay, what are you laughing at?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay. However, I'm going to entertain what you are suggesting. You want to get from Stockholm to London, which is where Chris and I would host our live Travel Hacker recording. So I'll give you a route from Stockholm to London, and that is, once again, the train. Did you know, it's a lesser known fact, that you can now get the Eurostar from Amsterdam and Rotterdam? The Eurostar runs to Holland. Everyone knows it goes to Paris. Everyone knows it goes to Brussels. But not enough people yet know that it does go to Amsterdam. What's the next country up from the Netherlands? It's Sweden. So,
what about Denmark?
Sorry, that is in between. That is in between Sweden and the Netherlands. But once you're in Amsterdam, you hop on another train through Denmark to Sweden.
And do you know what separates Denmark and Sweden?
The border.
Well, yes. Famously, they have what they call in Denmark, Brun, but in Sweden, they pronounce it Brun.
I'm going to have a
it's
look
a bridge.
It's, oh, yeah. It's a famous bridge.
They had a TV show called Brun. Brun.
It's a famous bridge, isn't it?
Yeah, Brun.
I've not seen that show.
It's pretty good. It's got that guy from Denmark or Sweden who laughs a lot.
Oh, okay.
He was in the thing with the lady who does all the killing, Eve.
I've not seen that. Natalie watches that.
Yeah, he was in that. He played a Russian, though.
All right, okay.
Just a little thought from me. Maybe the guy should consider becoming an epidemiologist to make that happen a little bit quicker.
Or, one more thought from me. He is assuming that we would hold the live recording of Richie Firth Travel Hacker in London. Well, my friend, how about if we held it in Sweden, which I believe has a lower R rate than here right now? So, yes, Chris and I are delighted to tell you that the live recording for the end of season 2 Richie Firth Travel Hacker will be held in Stockholm.
Hang on. What?
Yes.
I mean, I actually had written down before you said that, just if I can show you the screen, Hackstock. That's what we'd call it.
Absolutely brilliant.
So we're going to Stockholm. How many people do we need to say would come to a show for us to visit Stockholm and do a show?
Okay, let's do some maths quickly. I'm going to get a calculator up. 1 second.
Oh, no.
1 second.
66 hours.
No. This is about money, not about timings.
Oh, so you're better at this, are you?
Okay. How many listeners do you think we've got in Sweden? Do you have that kind of data from your...
I think it's going to be low, but I will have a look. I don't know if this necessarily helps.
No, it does help, because if we're looking at holding Hackstock, then we need to know whether there's the demand for it.
Here we go. Top countries. UK, USA, Australia, Canada, Ireland, Germany, New Zealand, Netherlands, Spain, Japan, 11th place Denmark, 12th place Sweden.
Brilliant. That's great news.
Top cities where available.
Stockholm. Please be in there. Although I'd imagine if...
It is not in the top 27, which is all it will list, which means we have less listeners. Oh, no, it is. Stockholm is our 25th best city.
Shit.
It's ahead of Liverpool and behind Livingston.
Wait a second.
Which is a mixed bag.
More people listen to this podcast in Stockholm than in Liverpool. What have I done to offend the Scousers? That's amazing. Chris, that's genuinely amazing.
Sydney is our biggest international city, then Melbourne.
Right. Wow.
Really, then Brisbane, then New York.
So these are all places that are feasible to go and do the...
Then Stockholm.
Wow. This is amazing.
We do need the Swedes and the Danes and the Norwegians, though, to write in and tell us that this is no pipe dream, don't we?
Yes, we do. So, what kind of size venue would we need in Stockholm?
Let's say, could we fill a... Let's start at a 50-seater and work from there.
Fine. So, to make it wash its face, as David Dickinson would have said, what's the problem?
We're going to have to charge quite a lot of money.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Because obviously we'd both have to get there and back.
How much do you reckon it would cost us to get there and back? So let's say I reckon we could do it for 400 quid in total.
Yep.
You me there and back.
Yep, so...
What's 400 divided by 50?
That's what I'm doing. Hang on, 400
it's eight, is that right?
50. £8 a ticket.
Now, of course, the venue will take a cut on that as well. So if we said it's £10 a ticket...
Yep.
We could break even if
we
sold
out. 10 kronor, probably, because they don't have pounds in Sweden.
Well, whatever the
kronor.
Whatever it is. If we can get 50 Swedes and their friends to sit down in a room and they're prepared to pay the equivalent of a tenner, it's on.
Brilliant.
Wow. That is amazing.
What a way to end episode 2 of season 2, Richie Firth. Travel Hacker. Do get in touch with us. travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. We want to hear from you. If, first of all, you've got a journey you'd like us to hack for you. We can't travel at the moment, so it's probably a fantasy one, but let us know all the same. And secondly, are you Swedish/Danish/Finnish? Can you get to Stockholm? Would you pay 10 kronor to go and see Chris and I in Hackstock 2020? Get in touch, travelhackerpodcast@gmail.com. Leave your comments, your ratings and reviews, but only nice ones, in the review section or wherever you get this podcast from. And we will see you soon for episode 3, sponsored by Rubicon.
Oh, no, don't know that yet.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know that project you've been working on, just chipping away at it, dreaming of the day you get to show it off? Then, when you're least expecting it, cancer. And finishing that project actually happens. I would know. I've been restoring this car for years, and today I'm giving it to my granddaughter. It's her 16th birthday and 2 years since my cancer diagnosis.
Mom, you finished it?
Happy birthday, boo-boo. You keep making plans.
Visit OhioHealth.com/keepmakingplans to learn more.